Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Stapleton moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Uchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Toby covering, for the out. Allinson moves to second. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a pop-up into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Clear now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off clear, and towards Stapleton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Whitaker scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dave Rozema now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Yastrzemski scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allinson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-4 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Lynn Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0-4 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.